We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, I'm Heidi Murkoff, host of What to Expect, a new podcast from iHeartRadio. When I first wrote What to Expect When You're Expecting, my mission was simple, to help parents know what to expect every step of the way. On What to Expect, we'll answer your biggest pregnancy and parenting questions about everything from preconception planning to birth plans, newborn sleep to toddler tantrums. Motherhood is the ultimate sisterhood, but it can be overwhelming if you don't know what to expect. Listen to What to Expect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever wondered if Will Ferrell likes to wear his I voted sticker?
I'll even wear it until the next day.
Or what makes Stephanie Ruhle so passionate about voting?
It's about what kind of country, what kind of world do you want to live in?
Hi, I'm Holly Fry, and I'm hosting a new podcast called Why I'm Voting.
I realized my father had never participated in any election.
That's how democracy fails. Everyone assuming somebody else.
Why I'm Voting, a new podcast from iHeartRadio, available on the iHeartRadio app, at Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you listen.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today, this Friday. The subject is, if my wife hates her, I have to hate her too. If my wife hates her, I have to hate her too. But we'll get into that. Yeah. We'll get into that. But first,
what you say.
If you want to keep your wife, hell yeah. You hate who she hates. That's how it is.
You ain't no freedom to like no damn body.
You ain't got to hate her. But you damn sure better not make a defensive comment about her.
All right, we'll get into the strawberry letter.
She ain't that bad.
Okay, we'll get into the strawberry letter. But first, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Can I claim your kids? Can I claim your kids? Ain't nothing wrong with that. Let's go.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Thank you so much, sir.
Where the problem could
Thank
be.
You.
Where could
and I'd
be
love for you to sing your song again whenever you get a chance. Thank you so much.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Devin. Devin's.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Devin, how you doing, man? My name is Curtis, man. Curtis. I was trying to reach out to you. Your son, he plays basketball with my nephew, man. Your son is the one that's on the Blazers Little League basketball team, right?
Yeah, he played for the Blazers. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay with my boy?
Yeah. Everything good, man. You know, they got a game Saturday and everything. I seen you a couple of times, man, at the game. I don't know if you remember me, man. Light-skinned brother, about 6 foot.
Yeah, I probably met you. You know, I be so intense with the games. But, yeah, what's going on?
Well, actually, man, I wanted to holler at you about your son, man. Are you working right now? Are you currently working?
Am I working? Like, yeah, I am working actually. I mean
you have a steady job is what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah, what you getting at though? Like, you know, I thought you were calling about the basketball team, like uniforms. I know we got a game Saturday, you know, sometimes they want donation for sneakers and all that. Like, you know.
No. What I was asking, so I mean, you got a regular 9-to-5 job you go to all the time?
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. I mean, things is kind of crazy, but hours is kind of short. But, you know, I still work. I mean, while I was going on, you need a job or something?
No. I'm just checking, man. See, what I wanted to get at you about, man, is seeing, are you gonna claim your son on your income tax this year?
Hold on, bro. Now, you said, am I going to claim my son on my taxes this year?
Right. I mean, like, you know, as a dependent.
Bro, you asking some real personal questions now. You know, like, you the guy that, you just said you know me from the basketball team that my son play on, Blazers, you know, and now you done jumped from the Blazers to do I claim my son on my taxes and do I have a steady income? I mean, like, you know, yeah, I got a steady income and I'm claiming my son. What you trying to get at, bro?
Well, see, man, what I was thinking, I just wanted to read. You seem like a cool dude when I saw you at the gym, man. What I was going to ask you, bro, is, you know, see, right now, man, when I get through with my taxes and stuff, I'm going to have to owe about $800. But now, see, if I claim a child as my dependent, man, they going to give me about $2,200, $2,300. You see what I'm saying? And what I wanted to get at you about, man, is, you know, you let me claim as my son, you know, so I can go and get this good money.
Hold up, bro. But, I mean, with all due respect, bro, you talking about you want to claim my son on taxes. Hold on, bro. I don't even know you. You know, you're talking about you seeing me at my son's basketball game. You might be the police for all I know, bro. You sound like the police.
No. It ain't. I ain't nobody going to come at you sideways like that, man. I ain't trying to come like what I'm trying to say, man. Dog, they trying to hit me up for this $800. Well, see, I can get $2,300, man. I kick you down $250. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody cool.
$250? You crazy? Now you sound like a joke, bro. Because now you're insulting me. You telling me you want to claim my child for some where you owe money. I don't even know you, fool. So I can make $250. Bro, I ain't trying to be on no bro, but when I claim my kids, I'm getting the same exact price you getting. I'm getting $2,300 too. So what the I look like taking $200 from I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm the one stuck over here paying the $800, man. I'm just acting like asking you to look out for a brother, man. You say? Yeah.
Look out. You know my check been cut from 40 hours a week to 13 hours a week, and I still got these little asking me for Jordan. Michael Jordan, they never put a dime.
That's why
house.
I'm trying to hook you up with $250, man. Damn, you don't even see a good thing when it's coming at you, bro.
Bro, I don't know what you talking about, bro. No, $250, bro. When I claim these two little I'm getting $2,300 a piece, bro. What you think I'm gonna take $250 from you for? I don't even know you like that.
Say, man, you ain't got a trip, man.
I understand if you was my bro, you my people. You know, maybe we could do a little something. I can understand that. But, bro, you ain't gonna give me no $250 when I'm getting the same thing they offering you $2,300. This government money, bro.
So what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Devin? Tell me that.
I mean, bro, what you supposed to do is go have your seed, claim that little every year, and you'll get what I get for these little that I'm feeding and clothing every day. That's what you're going to have to do. My hours done got cut from 40 to 15 hours a week. I had to go pick me up a little side hustle. You understand? You got to change your ways. You out here trying to get me locked up for a government scam. Bro.
All I'm trying to do, man, is get this $800 off my back, dog. That's all I'm trying. Man, ain't nobody trying to get no trouble, man.
Bro, you still talking about getting you $800 and getting me locked up. Now, you got me I'm out here working hard to support my kids, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more, man. I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more. Is you gonna help me with this money or not?
Bro, I ain't helping you with bro.
When
I see you on Saturday, bro, I'ma you up, bro. I promise you, bro.
I need your son's social security number right now. That's what I need.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What you look like, bro? You said you're a light-skinned and you're going about 6 foot. Bro, when I see you, when I step in that gymnasium, bro, I'm on your bro.
You ain't on Blazers, bro. You better bring that damn social security number.
I think it's a game. I'm gonna come find him.
Okay, cool. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I don't even know why this is on my phone, bro. Why I'm even talking to this fool.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say your last statement you want on your tombstone, bro.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
Who is this?
This nephew Tommy, man. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fool? You got me out here going crazy,
hey,
bro.
Hey, man, you got, hey, do you got a boy that you work with named
Yeah, crazy.
Put me up to this, man.
Man, I'm a big when I get to work tomorrow, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. We need good daddies in the world, brother.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, man, I got to ask you. You got to tell me, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother. Y'all crazy, man. I'm a beak.
Wow, you got his blood pressure up.
Why
yes, sir.
Did I fire man. Up, man? Ooh, why was that such much. A hard sell? Yeah, he should say yes from the get-go. Well, oh, you ain't going to go on that.
Shut up, Jay.
Trying not to pay this $800, man. That's all.
Yeah, you ain't that's been, all. Why you got to pay $800? You got a tax write-off sitting right there. What's wrong with
you? How tall was I, huh? How tall was it? What I told her?
You told him you were 6 feet. I texted everybody. So to his ass just say he was light skinned and 6 feet. Yes. Tommy Wilder, I texted everybody say, did he just say he was 6 feet?
He wanted to interrupt the prank. Did he say that?
Oh,
boy,
God,
yeah. Boy, that boy pranking and dreaming in his prank.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, nephew. Thank you, guys.
6 feet in my pranks, baby.
Coming up next, today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, if my wife hates her, I have to hate her, too. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever wondered if Will Ferrell likes to wear his I voted sticker?
I'll even wear it until the next day.
Or what makes Stephanie Ruhle so passionate about voting?
It's about what kind of country, what kind of world do you want to live in?
Hi, I'm Holly Fry, and I'm hosting a new podcast called Why I'm Voting.
I realized my father had never participated in any election.
That's how democracy fails. Everyone assuming somebody else.
Why I'm Voting, a new podcast from iHeartRadio, available on the iHeartRadio app, at Apple Podcasts, or wherever it is you listen.
Ooh, baby love, my baby love.
Hi, I'm Heidi Murkoff, host of What to Expect, a new podcast from iHeartRadio. When I first wrote What to Expect When You're Expecting, I was pregnant with my daughter, Emma, and my mission was simple, to help parents know what to expect every step of the way. That mission has grown a lot, but it hasn't changed. Fast forward, now Emma's a mom.
Hey guys!
We're teaming up to answer your biggest pregnancy and parenting questions.
From breastfeeding to sleep to tackling tantrums.
Motherhood is the ultimate sisterhood, but it can be overwhelming if you don't know what to expect. Listen to What to Expect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Emma, are you ready?
Mom, I was born ready.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.